RadioArchives.com presents The Purple Scar, Volume 3, The Black Fog, by Gene Moyers. Read for you by Paul Curtis. The Purple Scar, Volume 3, The Black Fog, is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com.
Friday, sunset.
Oh, it's just what I was looking for.
The middle-aged saleswoman smiled indulgently. It's very nice, madam. I'm sure your husband will think it stunning. Dale Jordan looked at herself in the mirror the woman's boutique owner had thoughtfully placed on the counter. She reached up to her head and adjusted the tilt of the new red hat, perched on her long, lush, reddish-brown hair. The mirror reflected her emerald-green eyes and perfect complexion. Deciding the hat was perfect, she turned to the saleswoman and smiled.
I'll take it.
She held up her left hand and wiggled her fingers.
And I'm not married yet. Just engaged.
The woman nodded knowingly.
I'm sure you'll be married soon enough when your fiancé sees you in that new blue dress you bought. I'll wrap your hat if you'd like.
Dale waved a hand negligently.
I think I'll wear it, although I do believe it needs a pin or two to keep it from blowing off.
While the woman wrapped up the rest of her purchase, Dale made sure her hat was firmly pinned in place. When her bill was ready, she paid the woman, accepted her change, and slung her purse over her left arm. She then took up her packages and turned toward the door.
Thank you for your help. You've been most kind.
The woman bustled forward.
Here, let me get that door for you.
She held the door as Dale passed through and added,
Thank you so much, and please, come again.
As Dale stepped from the cool of the store into the humid air under the shadow of the store's awning, she was nearly knocked to the ground by a man running past. She leaned back, barely keeping her balance, as the hatless man, his jacket flapping open, dashed past. Her angry admonishment was cut off by the sudden loud crash of shattering glass. She jerked her head around. Across the street, she was shocked to see a roughly dressed man reach through the shattered plate glass window of an appliance store and pick up a radio. The sales clerk behind her gave a cry and slammed the door shut. Dale heard the lock click. She looked left, hoping to sight a patrolman walking his beat, but the screech of tires on asphalt and a scream pulled her attention back toward the right. Shocked, she nearly dropped her packages at the sight of the busy downtown street. Perhaps 100 feet away, a wall of blackness covered the width of the street from building to building. The blackness was like a wall that ran vertically from ground upwards to perhaps 30 feet or more. At first, Dale thought it was a solid wall of some kind that had mysteriously appeared. Then she saw it bulge and boil forward slightly. It was then she realized the black curtain was gaseous, like an impossible black fog. As she watched a sedan careen blindly out of the blackness, it jumped the sidewalk, nearly hitting a woman fleeing the black fog, and struck a mailbox. The red and blue box was torn from its anchors and flew across the sidewalk, nearly striking a poorly dressed man carrying an armful of shoeboxes. He dove for safety, the boxes flying out of his arms, scattering the new shoes across the sidewalk. Dale was stunned. More people were spilling out of the blackness, running in terror. Dale was rudely jerked from her stunned fixation by the crashing of glass. 30 feet to her left, two men were climbing through the smashed store window. Dale began backing away in horror. A scream came from across the street. There, a well-dressed woman was tugging desperately on the strap of her purse. A roughly dressed man on the other end gave a sharp jerk, and the woman was pulled off her feet. The man turned and ran away, hugging the purse to his chest. Dale started across the street toward the fallen woman. As she did,